Welcome, listeners. I'm your host, Aaliyah, and this is your weekly podcast. For any new listeners, this podcast revolves around philosophy. The topic of the human condition has been highly requested by you, listeners. So for today's episode, I will be talking about one human condition and two examples that support the idea of this human condition. So, what is the human condition? The human condition is defined as the many characteristics essential to human life. Some examples include love, respect, self-esteem, etc. However, I'm choosing to focus on our need to feel a sense of belonging. Humans are social beings. We all need someone or something to rely on. This sense of security that we feel from belonging somewhere helps us to survive all of the difficult hurdles in our lives. Earlier, I mentioned that I will talk about two examples that support the idea that the need to feel a sense of belonging is a human condition. And one example is Saul Indian Horse, from the novel Indian Horse. Many of you listeners know Saul from my Indian Horse review. However, if you are new here, refer to episode 2 for my thoughts on the novel. For those who don't know about Saul, he was a victim of the residential schools, and these traumatic childhood experiences prevented him from feeling the essential security and acceptance, exemplifying the human condition of needing a sense of belonging. In chapter 45 of Indian Horse, Saul is offered a place to stay with Irvin Sift, and meeting Sift allowed Saul's desire to be accepted to surface. He says, "There was a part of me that desperately wanted to close the gap I felt between myself and people, but there's a bigger part that I could never understand. It was the part of me that simmered quietly with a rage I hadn't ever lost." Weigamese 181. Saul sought out the family and home that he had lost, however, his memories of the residential schools prevented him from finding this. Being denied this human condition caused Saul to aimlessly run away from his past and stopped him from being able to properly heal. Saul eventually finds his sense of belonging with the Kellys. However, he needed the acceptance that they offered him in order to move on from his trauma and achieve happiness in his life. His desire for this helps to prove that the need to find a sense of belonging is a human condition. Now, for my take on this human condition. Similar to Saul's experience, I also experienced the importance of this human condition in my own life. I spent my childhood in another country and was never introduced to my mother's foster family, who was not present for the majority of my infancy. When my family moved to Canada and they were suddenly introduced, the difference in culture and the fact that I barely knew them made me feel out of place at family gatherings. Over the years, I have learned to recognize what caused me to feel like I belonged in an environment and learned to express my preferences. In learning the different factors that do not provide me with a sense of security, it helped me to compromise with others so that I could begin to form relationships that I feel accepted in. Compared to the length of time that Saul did not feel accepted for, my experiences were much shorter. Saul's feelings of not belonging applied to his whole life, in which he felt that there was nowhere he could fit in. This lasted from his childhood to beyond his early teenage years. On the other hand, I had other relationships that I felt I could be accepted in, so these feelings only applied to my relationship with my mother's foster family. These experiences are so important because they help teach us intangible life lessons that cannot be learned unless experienced firsthand. From my experiences, I learned which social settings I felt the most comfortable in, and this helped me to build the relationships that I felt supported and accepted in. If I had not understood what made me feel out of place in my experiences, I could have never learned how it affected me, and the situation would have never been resolved. In a similar way, if Saul had not confronted his past, which was preventing him from finding his true home, he would have remained alone and continued to silently rage at the unfair treatment that he went through. So now, just to bring us back to the main topic, the human condition is the many characteristics that are vital to human life, and one human condition is the need to feel like we belong. An example of this is Saul from Indian Horse needing a home where he belonged in order to properly heal and move on from his trauma from the residential school experiences. Another set of events where this condition is displayed are the different times when I visit my mother's foster family, in which I often felt lonely and out of place. The sense of belonging and acceptance was necessary to his healing process and to my comfort, therefore reinforcing the idea that the need to feel like you belong somewhere is a human condition. And that wraps up our podcast for today. Make sure to subscribe to whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, and leave a comment to suggest topics that you would like to hear me talk about in the future. Thanks for listening today, and please make sure to tune in next week.